You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Oklahoma's health officials and legislators have been slow to take action to keep teenagers from vaping, even as more cases of lung-related injuries and deaths are reported. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier found, both science and state policy is lagging behind.
In a specially ventilated room in Oklahoma City, Dr. Elena Tackett holds a tube attached to a small white device. It's one of the ways she measures the health effects of vaping.
So typically we have people stand to get a good reading.
People who already vape will come into the room and blow into the device. Tackett demonstrates.
As part of her study at the Oklahoma Tobacco Research Center, the participants will do this test before and then after they vape.
We're using what's called puff topography. It's a little machine that we'll connect their e-cigarette device to, and that runs directly into our computer, so we can actually see, you know, how many puffs they're taking and during each puff, how many seconds it's lasting and how much aerosol they're inhaling.
Armed with decades of research on combustible tobacco products like cigarettes, this kind of testing may sound a bit preliminary, but Tackett says that from a scientific perspective, there's a lot about vaping devices that we just don't know.
We know very little about how e-cigarettes affect, you know, the respiratory airways. This will be one of the first studies in the country to look at their respiratory effects to provide some preliminary evidence of what that looks like.
Even though it's illegal for people under 18 to purchase vaping products, about one in four high schoolers admit that they vape. That's got people like Jordan Endicott concerned.
I'm the advocacy consultant for the American Heart Association based here in Oklahoma.
He says Oklahoma legislators should require vape shops to be licensed, just like tobacco retailers. Then the state will know who sells vaping products and can conduct inspections.
I'd like to see stronger retail license laws. I think that's a really big foundation. You know, if you're going to be selling addictive products, there should be some minimum standards in terms of oversight and making sure that, you know, they're not selling to kids.
Studies tend to focus on adults, and they're showing some adverse health effects.
We just had new research. They're finding links between e-cigarette use and higher blood pressure, cholesterol, other, you know, risks of heart disease as well.
Some legislators are paying attention. At an interim study on secondhand smoke exposure in October, House Speaker Pro Tem Harold Wright said he wants to tighten the state's clean indoor air ordinances.
The governor's talking about being top 10 in the state in areas. We're in the bottom 10 in terms of our health outcomes.
His bill would make it illegal to smoke or vape in home daycare centers when kids aren't present, and it would get rid of smoking and vaping in bars altogether.
And I think that more clean air environment would make things better for people in Oklahoma and would save lives.
But the vaping industry is pushing back.
My name is Jennifer Burton, and I am the president of Vaping Advocates of Oklahoma. We're a trade association for businesses in the Oklahoma vaping industry.
Burton said small businesses and their rights to what some see as a smoking cessation tool are being trampled under Wright's bill.
We respectfully request that you reconsider the language of the bill that would penalize people who have made a switch from smoking to a less harmful alternative.
Wright's bill is still alive and will likely come up when the legislature convenes in February. Meanwhile, scientists are trying to catch up. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned people to stop vaping until public health experts can find out the cause of more than 2,000 cases of lung injuries and 48 deaths nationwide. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.